it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs, I don't know how big you guys are on Halloween decorations, but I still have not put mine out, and I'm feeling really almost guilty about it.
Yes.
Because we're 15 days into October, and I should be decorated.
I know. It came up last night where Tatum wants us to put up our inflatables. We have, like, the Halloween inflatables. And yes. So she's like, when can we put them up? And I was so tired yesterday, and my wife knew I was tired. And she's like, well, you know, when we get home from ballet class, if you and Daddy want to go outside and set everything up, that's fine. And I'm looking at her, I'm like... I go, we'll do it tomorrow, Tatum. Daddy is tired right now. I was like, what are you doing to me? It's like 6 o'clock, 6:30 at night, and you want to pawn off me putting up decorations? I want to go to bed.
I don't blame you at all, but I did see that the weather is going to be nice today, so maybe it's a good
perfect
day.
Yeah, no, I'll do it today. I have no problem because I also looked at the calendar. I'm like, how are we already halfway through October?
I'm not ready for this.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, because then, you know, the big one's coming too. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Big one.
Huge.
Gotta get those decorations ready to go.
See, we don't have to ask Danny because Danny keeps his Halloween decorations up year round. He's doing it right.
He's very spirited.
I mean, that's fair. Also, though, we did like pull out the extra Halloween deck. Like, our house is extra, but that we did that like September 1st.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're good.
We've got some fall decorations up. I mean, is that good enough?
You're doing great, Steve.
Oh, well, Sid's doing great. I haven't done a damn thing yet.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Put Up Your Halloween Decorations Day. It's
crazy.
It's actually the National Mushroom Day. So, I mean, you can make this experience of putting up your Halloween decorations rather interesting today if you choose to celebrate.
We are having some great fungus action in my yard right now. We've got some, there's some shaggy manes. Those are very exciting ones to see in
can
the wild.
Can you eat those?
You can eat a shaggy mane, yes.
Props to the people who can, like, determine what mushrooms are what, because, like, I look at some of these things and I'm like, that looks edible, but... For all I know, that's the one that's going to either kill me or make me go down a weird road.
Make you time travel to another universe.
So have you eaten your own mushrooms?
Yes, Steve, I have.
Dandy, you pick mushrooms?
Nope.
Yeah.
I see them and I'm like, those will probably kill me, and I'll keep walking.
Every single mushroom I see out in the wild, I'm like, that one will murder you. Tatum, stay away. Don't even touch that. It'll probably burn your fingers off.
You just need a little tour guide.
Yes, I absolutely do. I wouldn't even trust like a book if I was like, or an internet page. Like, even if it looked exactly like the one that I see on the website and it says this is very safe to eat, I would still be scared to eat it.
Too risky.
Hey, yesterday, unfortunately.
So hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
We have to say goodbye to your Seattle Kraken being undefeated. They lost yesterday. Actually, they lost in overtime, so they still get a point. They lost to the Canadians on the road. And I am an actual... I'm always an idiot, but I'm an absolute idiot. I was so excited to watch the game on TV. I sit down, I put it on, and find out the game is already over.
Oh, whoa!
Didn't factor in the time zone change.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, hey, that's probably for the best. I didn't have to watch that.
Yeah, you didn't have to suffer through that.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Mariners are back home for Seattle's games 3 and 4 of the ALCS. We are two wins away from making the World Series.
All right, guys, good vibes only. Don't forget it.
Game three is happening tonight at 5 o'clock over in the National League. Did you watch that last night, Steve Higgs?
I forgot, and I turned it on, and it was over. No, I'm kidding. What their pitcher... Like, no pitcher goes a full game anymore. No. No one does a complete game in the playoffs anymore.
No, and the Dodgers are now two games away from the World Series because they beat the Brewers yesterday 5-1. The pitcher, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who threw the Dodgers' first postseason complete game since 2004 and allowed only 3 hits.
I feel like nowadays, if like a pitcher sneezes funny, they take him out of the game.
Yeah, it's absolutely right.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, there's still games to be played, but right now it's looking like a... Mariners, Dodgers.
West Coast battle.
Yeah, that would be crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, and hey, if you get arrested in Issaquah, at least you know you're being arrested by Mariners fans, because apparently the Issaquah Police Department, they're joining in on the Mariners craziness. They're temporarily allowing officers and staff to wear team gear on duty. So you can wear a hat or a beanie, a jersey. So does that mean like while you're wearing like your police outfit? Uniform? I was going to say costume, but they're not, like, role-playing. The police uniform, you can put a jersey over it?
It sounds like it.
That's crazy.
I'm glad they get to celebrate like the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So if you're going to commit a crime, do it in Issaquah. That way you can talk about the Mariners season.
Absolutely. Starting Monday, October 20th, there are some new rules that are going to be taking effect for SR 167. This is the express toll lanes between Puyallup and Renton. Carpoolers and motorcyclists, you can still ride for free, but you have to have that good-to-go display pass, while all other drivers have to pay tolls between $1 and $15, plus a $2 fee if you don't have the pass.
Oof.
Is this where you drive every
day?
Yes. Okay, okay.
I have one of those good-to-go
passes.
So
you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You're ready? You're good to go.
I got to go. Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 59 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always a very exciting time when we get to gather for a show with our fabulous rockaholics, and that's happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena as we do Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
We've been lucky enough to see the guys in Shinedown do acoustic before, and it is always a great performance. So I'm excited to see Brent and Zach perform over at the Angel of the Winds Arena.
The Pretty Reckless is going to be there. Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. Grab those tickets while they are available at KISW.com. Maybe even upgrade your experience to the Palace Law Premium Experience and go VIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, you dropped a little Pearl Jam fun fact on all of us.
It's one of those moments where I'm talking to you, I'm like, I am way too into this band.
It went a little something like this. Did you know that Daughter was originally called Brother?
And I think the original version of this song, I think it was Don't Call Me Brother or something. You sound exactly like me right there. I ain't gonna lie. I hate you. I like to be like, but that's what it is. Version of this song, I think it was Don't Call Me Brother or something like that. I'm not kidding.
That's a Steve Miggs pro.
And I also like how I'm like, I think it was called that. I know fully well that it was called that, but I'm trying to like be like, I think I might have heard that somewhere.
Let me Google it real quick.
Call Me Brother or something like that. I'm not kidding.
That's a Steve Miggs Pearl Jam factoid of the day.
I think if I remember, it was like in the Pearl Jam 20 documentary. I think they had like a footage of them working out the song, and I think it was like not like Hulk Hogan brother. Like don't call me bro. Don't call me brother. I've had a couple people texting, even my buddy Craig. He texted me as well, saying, "Hey Steve, your story about Pearl Jam originally naming the song Brother is true." And I found an interview clip of Eddie Vedder. He was being interviewed by Howard Stern talking about why they ended up changing the name from Daughter to Brother.
Danny's losing it over there already.
Because, like, none of us thought about this, like, the rest of the morning. And Steve was just like, well, I found the clip, guys.
And I have my fellow Pearl Jam friends and listeners all messaging in to being like, yeah, keep telling them. Keep giving more information about this.
You got to please the cult, Steve.
Yes, apparently.
Brother, I didn't know this part.
So I think there's a song called WMA, right? I think there was a line, police stop my brother again. But then as soon as I switched it to daughter, it became a whole nother story about something I kind of saw on the street, a young girl trying to get her mom's attention. And then it just kind of went from there.
I think that's kind of interesting that here you have a song already where it says brother a lot in the chorus. So he's like, we can't have two songs that say brother in the chorus.
Could you imagine?
And then in the documentary, Pearl Jam's 20, they're on a tour bus. This is I get nerdy about this. Like when here they are writing the song on the tour bus back in 1992, and you can hear Eddie say brother in it. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you missed it again. There it is. You got that, Danny? All right, here, one more.
Brother!
Yeah, yeah. Had to bump up the vocal mix. Yeah, okay, good.
That's the best version of that song I ever heard.
The Hulk Hogan Pearl Jam remix?
Brother!
When the two things I nerd out about collide.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are really probably your two biggest nerdy subject matters.
They are up there. If I run into somebody who I don't even know and I see that they're a Pearl Jam fan, I might be gone for about an hour. Like, that's the small talk I want to have for my life.
And could you imagine if they were a Pearl Jam fan wearing a wrestling t-shirt? I mean...
You just summed up my friend Craig. And this is why we enjoy hanging out with each other all the time, because all we do is talk about wrestling and Pearl Jam. But you also nerd. I mean, both of you guys, you have your things that you nerd out about.
I'm pretty nerdy about things like Rush and cribbage.
Okay. Well, that's way too cool.
That's so cool. Danny's a little bit of a nerd about things along the lines of emo night and Halloween.
I would say...
Disney
for sure. I used to be way more than I am now. Now it's more of like I've gotten into the conversation so many times about, because then you talk to anybody who doesn't didn't grow up with emo or pop punk music, and they're like, well, what's emo night? And I'm like, well, it's emo. Well, how do you describe emo? And I'm like, well, it's a whole umbrella of emo, which originally was a pop punk from the 2000s, and now it's all considered emo and blah blah blah, and everyone's just like, you can see them check out immediately, and I'm like, oh. Don't ask then.
Danny lives the life that I live when someone asks, well, why do you like doing that wrestling stuff? And I'm like, well, let me explain to you the drama of good versus evil.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I need to just step back and be like, I just like pretend fighting my friends and just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's easier to digest for sure.
And I also love that Danny has grown up. He's grown out of being a Disney fan.
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, you know why? It's just because I couldn't afford to go to the parks anymore, so I kind of just stopped going.
No lies detected right there.
The Daily Migs Show.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is that one subject or that one thing that you can just get super nerdy about? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and tell us what you nerd out about. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to talk to you about your nerdy things after Linkin Park.
How do you play cribbage?
Rockaholics, we are so curious about that one subject or that one thing that you get super nerdy about. Call 206-803-ROCK. Carrie in Eatonville, what is that one subject or one thing that you get super nerdy about?
So for us, it's our pigs. We have a special Hungarian pig called a Mangalica pig or Mangalica pig.
Mangalica?
Yes, that's how they say it overseas.
So what makes a Mangalica pig different than a American pig?
It is the only woolly, curly-haired pig left in the world.
What?
So they have curly, thick hair like a sheep. They are called a sheepish pig is their nickname, and they're the healthiest pig you can eat. Their fat is so pure, it melts at room temperature, and it's a red meat pig.
Okay, well, that answers. I was about to ask you, Carrie. I was like, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but does a Mangalica pig taste different than a typical pig?
Yes, it eats like steak. So they take their heritage pig. They take about 18 months to grow, and they eat like steak because of the meat type, the red meat of it. But they're high in antioxidants, B vitamins, and omega-3.
And they have curly hair, and they're called sheep pigs.
Sheepish Pigs is their nickname, right? And they came to the U.S. in 2007. The first imported ones came to Spokane.
Oh, my gosh. So these are local curly-haired pigs. Carrie, I am looking at these right now on the internet, and I want a flock of these pigs. Is that what is it? What do you call a group of pigs? Is it a flock? Carrie, if you have any babies, let me know.
Yes, we have a pretty girl. She is getting ready to have some in about 3 months.
Oh, Carrie, we got to talk more. I got to get all the facts. I need to present this to my husband and see if he will allow me to get Hungarian pigs.
So I was like, wondering, do they sound different? And so this is what a Mangalika pig sounds like.
Oh.
Sounds just like any other pig. Doesn't have an accent. I thought for sure it had like a Hungarian accent. Yeah, but no, it sounds like an American pig.
You know, honestly, I think Brad will be okay with this one because they almost have the same hair. Yes, like it's like do. The curly, almost yes. like longish hair. So yeah, just pitch it that way.
It's like a hippie pig.
Just say this is called, in Hungary, it's called the Brad pig.
206.
The Bradalicka pig.
803 Rock. Dan, you were in Kabousin, and where is, there we go. There we go. Good morning. What is that one subject or thing that you tend to get super nerdy about?
Golly, I got a pig out first, but you know, my fetish, I hate to admit it, but I like muscle cars, and putting a Muncie tranny together, oh, it just makes my fingers tingle.
So how many projects would you say, Dan, that you have, like, you know, completed recently?
Recently?
Yeah, like this year.
I've restored hundreds of cars. I have 250 gigabytes of all the cars I've built.
Wow. Oh, damn. So this is like whenever you have free time, you're working on cars.
Yeah, my rotten customers work me worse than a pig, man. I don't have time to even go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we actually have audio of Dan while he's working on the cars here.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. You can't play that on the radio.
Oh, no, that's true. You can probably bleep it.
Makes nice his... try.
Right on, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Enjoy your tingly fingers.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve Miggs this morning? You can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you think you can take this man down. 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
Some call me the Mangalicka Pig.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.